You are listening to the audio production of Set Apart, Experiencing Freedom Through the Daniel Fast by Jessica Tucker, published by Clearwind Publishing. This book is read by the author. Prayer of Dedication. For my father and my friend, you are worthy to be exalted. I pray that you are pleased, lifted up, magnified. Please take this offering and divide it up, specifically to each person who reads it, in the way that only you can. We long to know you, Lord. Be glorified, my King. Amen. Part 1. The Daniel Fast. Introduction. There are assignments I have been tasked to do in my life, for which I felt prepared. Some of those tasks coincided with a course of study I had completed, a field of work in which I had experience, or a topic I had researched for several years. Then there was the assignment of writing this book. They say that he does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. I used to regard that statement as a cliche. Now it's an anchor in my spirit. I am no clergy member, theologian, or preacher. I have no formal education in the scriptures. I have never been a seminary student. I even spent 10 years out of church. I am just a woman who loves Jesus, and that was enough for him. God called me to write this book for you and for me. It is his heart to draw us closer to him because he knows that is the safest place we could ever be. My prayer is that this book will be a tool you can use to guide you in the practice of fasting, specifically the Daniel Fast. I pray your journey will lead you to greater love for and intimacy with the Lord. I pray your desire for him increases to be greater than any other desire you have for anything or anyone else. I trust he will respond to your obedience in fasting by speaking to you, healing you, and transforming you. Daniel provides for us an example of consecration, the setting apart of oneself. We can use this example in the scriptures to guide us how to do the same in our personal walk with God. His obedience, courage, and discipline is a picture of a heart yielded to God and a person who wants to express their love of God through action. A submitted heart leads to a submitted life. As you embark on your journey with the Daniel Fast, write down your experiences. Our memories can sometimes fail us. When we need to be reminded of his goodness, of his providence, of his protection, we can look back to what we wrote and know that he is, indeed, still good. The heart of the matter. Fasting is a beautiful journey with the Lord that has been a blessing to many people. Please do not allow the enemy to cause you to feel any shame or condemnation if you have a health condition that prevents you from fasting. I urge you to consult with your medical provider prior to beginning any type of fast for the first time. Some health conditions limit the option of fasting or for how long a person can fast. For example, if you have a predisposition to disordered eating, diagnosed or not, fasting may not be for you at this time. That does not mean God is any less pleased with you. He loves you. He sent his son as the divine action of his love for you. He is not waiting around for you to earn that love. It is free if you will accept it. Only participate in the fast if it is spirit-led, confirmed by your medical provider, and will not serve as a stumbling block physically, spiritually, mentally, or emotionally. God longs for you to be near to him. He approves you because he sees you through the blood of Jesus. Because of that, you are already enough. The beginning of the journey. 1 year in December, God gave me a word as I was preparing for my day. He told me to tithe and fast. This seemed like an unhelpful answer to my prayers that God would give me direction for my life. My fleshly pride peeked out as I thought, I do tithe. And certainly God isn't asking me to fast. After all, he knew how physically active I was and how many daily calories I needed to sustain my life. I laughed a little internally, but he persisted. I had never successfully fasted with water only for more than a day, and I had never even attempted the Daniel Fast. He took me to a sermon series on tithing that I saw on my YouTube feed previously, but never watched. I didn't understand what I could possibly get from the sermon series because I already tithed, or so I thought. The pastor in one of the sermons made a very simple statement. To tithe is to return the first fruit of all your increase to the storehouse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?